Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi vows to work hard to realize collective dream of Viksit Bharat as he enters his 25th year of serving the nation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar calls for balanced approach of governance of AI for effective protection of digital citizens. Government sets target worth 3 lakh crore rupees for defence manufacturing by 2029, says Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. India charges Pakistan at UN Security Council for bombing its own people and conducting systematic genocide. Political crisis deepens in France as Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu resigns in just 26 days. And in Women's ODI World Cup cricket, England to take on Bangladesh in Guwahati this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has witnessed remarkable transformation in the last 11 years. He said path-breaking initiatives empowered women, youth and farmers across the country, lifting over 25 crore people out of poverty. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made these remarks as he enters into the 25th year of serving the nation as the head of a government. Expressing gratitude to the people, Mr. Modi said, India stands as a bright spot in the global economy. In a series of tweets, he said, the country is home to major healthcare and social security schemes. He pointed out that the government has taken extensive reforms and the popular sentiment is to make India Atmanirbhar across all sectors, reflecting the clarion call of Garv se kaho, ye Swadeshi hai. Emphasizing that the values of the Constitution remain his constant guide, Mr. Modi affirmed his commitment to work even harder in the coming years to realize the collective dream of a Viksit Bharat. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that trust and safety are essential for the implementation of responsible artificial intelligence. Addressing the Trust and Safety Festival India in New Delhi today, Dr. Jayashankar said AI will transform the economies, change work habits, create new health solutions and enhance educational access in the coming years. The minister added that the inclusion of AI in lifestyle will impact every citizen in every corner of the world. Dr. Jayashankar also stressed on the need to adopt a balanced approach to the governance of AI and to ensure that there are effective safeguards in place to protect digital citizens.
For a society like India, this means development of indigenous tools and frameworks, self-assessment protocols for innovators, and establishing relevant guidelines. Only then can we be assured that the development, deployment, use, and governance of AI is safe and accessible.
The government has set a target to achieve defence manufacturing worth 3 lakh crore rupees and defence exports worth 50,000 crore rupees by the year 2029. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this while addressing a conference on opportunities in defence manufacturing in New Delhi today. Mr. Singh highlighted that country's defence production has increased to a record of more than 1,50,000 crore rupees, which was only 46,000 crore rupees in 2014. He said the defence exports have also crossed 24,000 crore rupees.
21-22.
In 21-22, our capital acquisition from domestic sources at that time was around 74,000 crore rupees. However, by the end of 2024-25, the capital acquisition made from domestic sources has increased to approximately 1,20,000 crore rupees.
Mr. Singh stressed on the need to achieve a high degree of self-reliance in critical defence capabilities as the nation is moving forward with the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Maharashtra starting tomorrow to inaugurate various development projects in the state. During his visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate the first phase of Navi Mumbai International Airport, built at a cost of around 19,650 crore rupees. During the visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate Phase 2B of the Mumbai Metro Line 3, constructed at an estimated cost of around 12,200 crore rupees, With this, he will dedicate the entire Mumbai Metro Line 3 to the nation, with a total cost of over 37,270 crore rupees, marking a major milestone in the city's urban transport transformation. Mr. Modi will launch Mumbai One, India's first integrated common mobility app for 11 public transport operators. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, will be on a two-day visit to India from tomorrow. This will be Prime Minister Starmer's first official visit to India. The External Affairs Ministry said that Mr. Starmer and Mr. Modi will review the progress made across various areas of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in diverse aspects of the Vision 2035 on the 9th of this month in Mumbai. Both leaders are expected to interact with business and industry representatives to explore opportunities under the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, which serves as a central pillar of the future India-UK Economic Partnership. They will also exchange views on issues of regional and global importance. Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Starmer will also attend the 6th edition of the Global FinTech Fest in Mumbai and deliver a keynote address. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the government has saved 4,31,000 crore rupees with the use of direct benefit transfer. The minister today launched foreign currency settlement system in Gift City at Global FinTech Festival in Mumbai. She said that this system will complete foreign currency transactions within Gift City on real-time basis. Currently, it takes 36 to 54 hours to settle foreign currency settlement in Gift City.
GIFT IFSC will now join a select list of financial centers that include Hong Kong, Tokyo, Manila, and so on, that have the infrastructure to settle foreign currency transactions locally. So together, these initiatives spanning policy, infrastructure, AI, innovative culture, and also regulations illustrate how Government of India has laid the groundwork for a vibrant, inclusive, and forward-looking fintech ecosystem.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 9th edition of the India Mobile Congress 2025, Asia's largest telecom, media and technology event at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi tomorrow. The four-day event will showcase the latest advancements in telecom and emerging technologies, bringing together global leaders, policymakers, industry experts and innovators. We have more from our correspondent.
More than 1,50,000 visitors from over 150 countries and more than 400 companies are expected to participate in the event. The delegations from Japan, Canada, the United Kingdom, Russia, Ireland, and Austria will also participate in the program. The event will focus on key themes including optical communications, semiconductors in telecom, quantum communications, and 6G, reflecting India's strategic priorities in next-generation connectivity. The theme of the event is Innovate to Transform, highlighting India's commitment to leveraging innovation for digital transformation and societal progress. With Dipendra Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha C.P. Radhakrishnan is slated to meet the floor leaders of different parties today, including the opposition parties, marking his first formal interaction as the Chairman of the Upper House with the elected representatives. The meeting is a precursor to the winter session of Parliament, likely to begin next month. The VP's formal meeting with floor leaders may also feature discussions on the smooth functioning of the House during the upcoming session. A day after the Election Commission announced the Bihar Assembly elections schedule, political activity is gaining momentum across the political spectrum in the state. Senior BJP leader and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary said the public will vote in favour of the development model of the past 20 years. He added that the NDA is currently having discussions on seat sharing and the final decision will be announced soon. JDU National Working President and MP Sanjay Kumar Jha said that Bihar has entered a takeoff stage in the past 20 years. He added that Nitish Kumar has worked on roads, electricity, law and order, and women's empowerment during this period. On the other hand, in a video message on social media, RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav said that Bihar will lay the foundation for rapid transformation, inclusive progress, public welfare and comprehensive reforms on 14th of next month. The assembly elections in Bihar will be held in two phases on the 6th and 11th of next month, and the counting of votes will take place on the 14th of November. Meanwhile, the Congress Central Election Committee CEC meeting to select candidates for the Bihar Assembly polls will be held tomorrow. In a strong retort against Pakistan in the United Nations Security Council, India said that its neighbor as a country bombs its own people and conducts systematic genocide. During his remarks in the UNSC open debate on women, peace and security, India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Parvathaneni Harish, said Pakistan conducted Operation Searchlight in 1971. He said Pakistan sanctioned a systematic campaign of genocidal mass rape of 4 lakh women citizens by its own army.
A country that bombs its own people, conducts systematic genocide, can only attempt to distract the world with misdirection and hyperbole. This is a country that conducted Operation Searchlight in 1971 and sanctioned a systematic campaign of genocidal mass rape of 400,000 women citizens by its own army. The world sees through Pakistan's propaganda.
Prime Minister of France, Sébastien Lecornu, has resigned in just 26 days after assuming the office and unveiling his cabinet. His ministerial lineup was criticized across the board by parties in the National Assembly, which threatened to vote it down. Mr. Lecornu accepted a request from French President Emmanuel Macron to work on a plan for the stability for the country. Many parties are calling for an early elections and for the President Macron to step down before his term ends in 2027. The political upheaval saw stocks fall sharply in the Paris Stock Exchange. France's deficit reached 5.8% of its GDP in 2024, and its national debt is 114% of its GDP. On to sports. In the Women's World Cup Cricket Championship, England will take on Bangladesh at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati this afternoon. Both teams began their Women's World Cup campaigns with victory matches. England, in their previous game, defeated South Africa by 10 wickets, while Bangladesh registered a win over Pakistan by 7 wickets. Last evening, South Africa defeated New Zealand by 6 wickets at Holkar Stadium. Judo player Lin Thoi Chanambam created history by winning India's first ever medal at the Judo Junior World Championships in Lima, Peru today. 19-year-old Chanambam clinched the bronze medal in women's 63 kg category with a win over Netherlands' Yoni Gielen. Earlier, Chanambam had lost in her final Group D match to Japan's So Morichika. She made her way into the medal match through the Resapish route after Morichika reached the women's 63 kg final. In Jammu and Kashmir, the upper reaches received season's best snowfall yesterday, causing temperatures to plummet below normal across the region. The maximum temperature settled below normal across the Union Territory, with Srinagar recording a day temperature of 12.5 degrees Celsius. In Jammu Division, Banihal recorded a maximum temperature of 11.2 degrees Celsius, while Jammu recorded 21.3 degrees Celsius. India Meteorological Department today forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and northeastern states of India. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi vows to work hard to realise collective dream of Viksit Bharat as he enters his 25th year of serving the nation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar calls for balanced approach of governance of AI for effective protection of digital citizens. Government sets target worth 3 lakh crore rupees for defence manufacturing by 2029, says Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. India charges Pakistan at UN Security Council for bombing its own people and conducting systematic genocide. Political crisis deepens in France as Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu resigns in just 26 days. And in Women's ODI World Cup cricket, England to take on Bangladesh in Guwahati this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.